Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'll read an episode from my book titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today I'll read an episode called Ancestors' Spirits. It's about a traditional Buddhist event in Japan. Ancestors' Spirits. In mid-August, Japanese people get a few days holiday for the Bon Festival. That is a Buddhist event to ease the suffering of their ancestors in the life after death. It's believed that their ancestors' spirits return to their home during Bon, and the family and relatives get together to hold a memorial service and have a feast. When I was little, I used to go to pick up my family's ancestors with my grandmother at the beginning of the Bon period. The pickup spot was a small, ordinary vacant lot on the edge of the hamlet. Our neighbors would also pick up their ancestors there. At dusk, we lit incense sticks there and carried them home, on which smoke our ancestors were supposed to ride to our house. Once we arrived home, the incense sticks were put on the Buddhist altar, and that meant our ancestors came in there. We welcomed them with many plates of food on the altar. Although it had been an annual sacred event for my grandmother and me, it was stopped abruptly one year for good. When I asked what happened to the pickup, my grandmother said that our ancestors had decided to come home by themselves from now on. In hindsight, I assumed the real reason was because my grandmother's bad leg had gotten worse and she became unwilling to walk to the pickup spot, or simply the vacant lot was replaced with a new house and there was no pickup spot available. But back then, it didn't make sense even to a child that our ancestors suddenly considered their descendants' convenience and stopped requiring a pickup. What about an old custom we had observed for a long time? We had celebrated that traditional Buddhist event called Bon back in my hometown with my family and relatives for a long time until I left home. Even after I left home, they had continued celebrating Bon Festival with the relatives until my parents sold the family's house and land and moved out. It was a Bon festival is a really big holiday in Japan. Even now, it's celebrated annually in August. It's about around the 15th of August. Usually, it's from the 13th, the 13th of August through the 15th or 16th of August. It depends on the families and the regions. After I picked up ancestors' spirits at the vacant lot with my grandmother, and had them enter the family's Buddhist altar in my house, the celebration began. There was the pickup process was a preparation for the celebration. Grandmother and I was the ones who prepared, who invited our ancestors' spirits into the house. And then one evening during those 2 or 3 days of Bon time, Bon holidays, my relatives gathered together at our house, and we had a treat all together. Like a Thanksgiving Day. Bon Festival is basically resembles US Halloween or Day of the Dead of Mexico. It was Bon Festival is Japanese Bon Festival is a quieter, somber version of those two, so to speak. And it concerning about dead ancestors. But holiday is a holiday, so people enjoy that holiday. So it's not some sort of funeral things. It's it's not that at all. It's more like Thanksgiving or Christmas or something. And relatives. Gather to their home, each home, and to this day, that custom remains. And every year, people are gathering in the house and have dinner together. Back then, in my childhood, my house was filled with my relatives in the evening of the main Bong festival evening. And we had a special treat like sukiyaki. Sake. It was a rare occasion to have those special treat. So the turkey, a turkey in the States means sukiyaki in Japan. They were all in a good mood because it was a holiday, big holiday. But I didn't like it at all. I actually hated it. Hated that festival because the relatives gathering. I really hated the gatherings overall with my relatives. I don't know exactly why I hated my relatives so much, but I just couldn't get along with them because I didn't like their basic attitude toward my grandfather. It seemed to me that they came to my house to adulate my grandfather. Brown nose, you call it? My relatives owed my grandfather financially at some point of their lives. So they just felt not so comfortable with him in the bottom of their heart, I suppose. So they tried to please my grandfather so much and used the Bong Festival as that occasion to please him. And to me it seemed so unnatural. The gathering itself was an unnatural, not so amicable to me. I didn't like it there. my grandfather. But my grandfather was quite childish, so to speak. So he was so easy to be pleased by others. So when someone said about him a good thing, he just went over the moon instantly. So at the Bon Festival feast, he was the only one that was in a good mood naturally. It was quite awkward for me to be with my relatives and get and to have sukiyaki with them. They were trying to be nice to me and talk to me a lot, but I felt even their good gestures for me seemed their way to please my grandfather. They were talking to me, but they were not. They were actually talking to my grandfather through me. I mean, they were talking and they were acting nice to me, and at the same time they were trying to have my grandfather see them doing those things to me. And let him evaluate them highly for the future benefit in some way. And I could see that. I didn't want to, but I saw it in their behavior. I felt it, their sense of obligation. And that's why I hated the relatives' gatherings. But even now, I still celebrate Bon Festival by myself with my partner at home. Not that luxury treat, not that sukiyaki meal, but something nicer than usual. Was a small but friendly, nice event for me now. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitomi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.